Chandler Gould with the National Farmers Union and the Senior Vice President of Programs.
All right, Chandler, let's start with the Bipartisan Policy Center report on the renewable fuel standard. You and the NFU President, Roger Johnson, were both on the advisory group for this report. So if you start off, you could tell me a little bit about this group and what they were trying to accomplish and really the makeup of this, and then we'll get into the report itself and what it says.
Sure. The National Farmers Union was invited to attend the Bipartisan Policy Center. I would call it more of a working group to look at the renewable fuel standard early in this year before the EPA announcements or anything along those lines came out. NFU and President Johnson and myself felt that it was very important that agriculture, especially agriculture that supports the renewable fuels industry, be present at the table. I think something definitely needs to be noted on behalf of the BPC. It was that the meetings were held in a very professional manner. I felt that, you know, everybody was given the opportunity to speak. The problem with the meetings were they were heavily skewed towards big oil, the refiners, the petroleum industry. I think the most at one time of the entire group, there might have been the three of us that even supported the RFS. Most of them were strong supporters for full repeal, which is the main reason NFU continued to attend the meetings to make sure that the voice for those who support renewable fuels, those who support cleaner energy, those who support decreasing our dependency on foreign oil were at the table, but we were significantly outnumbered.
All right, so the report findings came out this week. What exactly did they come up with after these meetings?
Well, you know, the report walked through a lot of the discussion, whether it was about RVOs or whether it was about, you know, being able to trade different credits here and there. But NFU really has major objections to two of the policy announcements they came out with. The flattening of the total renewable fuel mandate and its current levels going forward, but continuing to increase the three advanced categories, we have significant concerns with that, of what that'll do to first generation, to ethanol and to biodiesel. We support the advanced categories, but we can never fully get those industries up and running if we yank the legs out from the first generation, which would be our corn-based ethanol and biodiesel. But even more concerning was the removing the total renewable fuel mandate and only mandating the three advanced biofuel categories. I mean, basically what they're doing is they are giving in to big oil's conclusion that a blend wall exists, which it does not. A blend wall is a fictitious, theoretical hurdle that the petroleum and big oil industry has put in place because they simply do not want to blend more renewable fuels into the U.S. energy markets. And we've actually done studies here with the RFS. It saves the average American consumer about $1.09 a gallon. So you're running somewhere for a family a savings between $830 to $850 a year. You're being saved by the RFS, and that money's coming out of big oil's pockets, and they don't like it.
Yeah, looking up at the makeup of the advisory group,
out of 23, you've got at least seven that are purely oil companies.
Yeah, the seven that were just flat out from oil companies, and then you had oil refiners, and then you had the Petroleum Institute. And by the time you added all of them together, and then you looked at NFU, and then there was a gentleman from biodiesel, and then another gentleman from advanced biofuels. That was it. For the renewable fuels. So I want to be clear in that I believe the BPOC ran the meeting very organized and very professionally, but the attendees and the conclusions they reached are clearly skewed towards big oil because that's who showed up. And we've been very clear with the BPC when they released this report to us earlier this week before it went public, that we would be commenting on our concern at the flattening of the renewable fuel mandate and the removal of the total renewable fuels, and that the blend wall absolutely is fictitious and should not be considered. I mean, this is literally a gimmick to get people to take a different look at the RFS when the RFS is working. I mean, look, when you look at, again, like I said, the savings at the pump, what it's helped to do to the upper Midwest, and then the money and the energy and the jobs it has pumped back into rural communities, the RFS is a win-win-win. And unfortunately, this report didn't come out and say that.
Yeah, and this week actually marks the 7th anniversary of the RFS, and yes, it is working, and it's sad to see the deck stacked against ag and against renewable fuels in this report.
It comes down to money, 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 and when you look at the billions and billions and billions of dollars of tax credits, tax exemptions, just straight out profit. Look at the seven oil companies that sat on that advisory committee. Look at what their annual profits have been for this year and last year. And then you look at what renewable fuels. We're not even a drop in the bucket, but yet we're working towards less greenhouse gas emissions, cleaner fuels, better jobs in rural America. But yet anything that hurts their multi-billion-dollar profits is an issue for them, even when we're talking about saving our environment and providing more jobs in rural America.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Have a fabulous holiday.
You too.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.